Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Illusionoid.
My God. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yes, a thousand times yes. Good evening and welcome to the show. Welcome to the Illusionoid Podcast. The live taping of the Illusionoid Podcast. It's a very special show tonight. I'm, of course, joined by the regular Illusionoid cast, myself, Lee Smart, out there in the audience. We've got Paul Bates. He can come up. Somewhere out there, the lights are so bright, but there's Nug Nargang. We know him, right? We love Nug. Chris New, actually, Mysterion is over there on the keys. Mysterion, yeah.
Was that the guy with the bubble on his head?
No, that's Mysterio.
Does anyone remember Captain Scarlet? Mysterion was one of the characters from Captain Scarlet.
Sure they don't.
But the greatest thing about this show was, now we'll digress, because I know we've only got several.
So this is a Mysterion.
The greatest thing about this show was,
the quintessential
it was all marionettes.
So he's number five?
Yes, he's number five.
Jerry Anderson was a British guy who created this.
Let's get to why we're here.
He did everything in miniatures.
We are going to improvise.
Has anyone heard our podcast?
The marionettes were eerie. They'd come walk into a scene like this and they'd look at something and they'd go, oh my gosh,
we better over 100 episodes.
Rescue 5. And they had like
5 years of Illusionoid.
But when they went in for a close up, it was human hands.
You have no idea.
I know. It was upsetting. It was super weird. Like you go close up.
There's no long through story. You can just pick it up whenever and it's fine.
It's a marionette. Although there is the foot of a three toed giant, like a
super
marionette. The same creator
at
Jerry Anderson. And they've redone it
with CGI monster.
Now on its
it's a smoke monster.
Absolutely disappointing. Because you can do anything with CGI.
Oh, no. It's less creepy and you don't like it.
That's lost.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to record a podcast for you guys tonight. We are very, very excited because this breaks our format somewhat. First of all, we're going to improvise one of our science fiction, horror, surreal stories for you guys off the top, just the four of us. You're saying, what? I can count. There's only three people up on stage.
I'm no idiot.
You're no idiot. You're no dunce.
No.
We have a special guest with us tonight. I don't know if he's in the room. In fact, has his plane landed? Did his plane land?
His plane did land.
His plane did land.
On the building.
On the building.
On the social capital.
Oh, my God.
On their helipad upstairs.
There's a helipad.
There's a helipad right above us.
With a big H up there. And I think he slid down the fire pole, right?
Yeah.
And he's here now. He's actually in the room. Everyone, take a big, deep breath. That smell you smell, ladies and gentlemen, is the one and only Colin Mochrie. Here he is. Colin! Yeah! Canada's own Colin Mochrie.
Canada's songbird.
The world's. Canada's songbird.
The world's Colin Mochrie.
The world's Colin Mochrie. That's right.
Colin.
The world's Colin Mochrie. So this is going to be the first portion of our show right now is take a suggestion from you guys, and we're going to improvise about a 20-minute story that is completely made up. And as I say, if you've heard our podcast, you know it's we can go anywhere, do anything. So we're going to get you to fill in the blank here. It's the night of the blank. Night of the licorice.
Night of the licorice.
And then I'm going to add people on the end of that.
Oh. Night of the licorice people.
It's the night of the licorice people.
I like that.
So this is our story for the first portion of our show, the night of the licorice people.
And not only is Chris providing music live, but our Mysterion here has sound effects. For example, a sound effect like this.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
It's a horse.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I stand corrected.
No, it was a horse.
Colin, are you on board with this? The Night of the Licorice People?
Oh, for real?
Yeah. That's the title. That's the title.
Sure.
So that's invariably how we create these stories. We just take a title and go. And we've had suggestions since we post our podcast online. We've had suggestions from as far away as Croatia.
We had Croatia. We had somebody from somewhere in Tennessee recently.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, I don't know how they find out about the show, but I'm glad they do.
I don't know. All right, so this starts off the podcast with a little bit of an introduction that sounds a little something like this. In the distant future, humanity will be annihilated by its greatest creation, a half-mad living computer called Illusionoid. Hidden on an abandoned moon post, a lone survivor sends cryptic messages backwards. Backwards through time. Backwards through time. Warning of the deadly danger to come. Will you heed these warnings? Move a little closer to your time radios. That's it. Yeah, just like that. Good. For what you're about to hear could change the future and ultimately save mankind from the monstrous menace of Illusionoid. And now, tonight's transmission.
Listen well, people of the past, for I am your final ancestor. Everything you do, have done, or will do, it all boils down to me. I'm it. The Omega Man. The last living, breathing speck of humanity. In an otherwise empty void of nightmarish horror. It's not all bad. There are remains left behind from humanity. An almost infinite collection of unused Sudoku books. And thus will I spend the end of my days. Performing feats of logic. The nine goes there. But listen well to the warnings I drop through time at you. Like Galileo dropped the orange. In your future, there will be a candy known as licorice. This depends on when you're listening. But farther in your future, that licorice will become people.
Gary.
I
thought I filled the car with gas and there's nothing here. It won't turn over, nothing. It's just totally quit.
Well, what's the needle say on the tank?
Let's see here. E.
Well, clearly it's not full then.
Yeah, but I could have sworn I filled this thing. Like, it was just yesterday. Like, I was talking to you, right? And we were like, all right, hitting the road, right?
Yeah, I remember
Grand
that.
Grand Canyon,
I
here
remember,
we come,
yeah,
right?
Let's get some.
I filled it with gas and now it's empty.
Well, it's weird. We didn't travel very far.
No, we didn't.
It's almost, I don't want to, this sounds ridiculous.
Come
but
on.
It's almost like someone siphoned the gas out of our tank.
Siphoned it? What the hell are you talking about?
It's a scientific process where.
No, I understand what siphoning is.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, who the hell would do that?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
Well, I'm going to head down to the gas station and.
Well, take the can. And I'll just stay here with the car.
Dude, come with me.
Who's going to watch the car?
Point taken, yeah. All right, it's Jerry can. All right, here we go. Be about 5 minutes. It's not too far away. I can see it from here.
Cool. That's why it's really not a big deal that I stay with the car.
All right, cool. Guess so.
Cool.
Thank God you're coming on this trip, man. Grand Canyon! Right on.
I'm going to listen to the radio.
Okay. There's no one around. It's.
Hey, how's that hardwood road?
It's pretty good.
It's got. Remember when things used to be paved?
Yeah. No, the Verathane really stands up to the plowing.
Yeah. Sucks when it's icy, though.
Yeah. So slippery.
Anyway, you're almost there.
Huh. Gas station's totally deserted. There's, these pumps are on their sides. It's weird.
Just because the pump's on its side don't mean it don't work.
Oh, sorry. I didn't see you there crouching behind the the windshield washer fluid free dispenser.
That's where I live. I squat behind the windshield wiper fluid.
You squat there?
Yeah, I squat. I'm a squatter.
You're a squatter. So you're not the gas station attendant then?
Well, by default, I suppose I am.
Yeah.
Well, I've been attending this gas station for quite a while.
Is it your job to be here?
Well, no.
Okay.
As I say, I squat.
Okay.
I squatter here. I have no rights to be here. But I have been attending.
All right. Well, I'm not going to evict you.
I am in attendance.
All right. Okay. All right.
Present.
I'm just looking for a little bit of gasoline. You know, just a little bit of gas. My friend and I were heading on the road to the Grand Canyon.
Hi, I'm waving.
That's him over there.
Hi.
Yeah. Well,
I said I'd stay with the car.
Yeah. The gas used to be in these here pumps before they got siphoned.
What? Someone, what the hell are you talking about?
Well, it's a scientific
process. I understand what siphoning is. Who did that? Who the hell would siphon all the gas out?
Well, if you follow those rubber tubes yonder.
Well, they head off into the distance over the horizon.
Up to that mansion up there. That's the candy factory.
Is that like a nickname?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
It's a nickname for the factory that makes the candy.
Seems awfully foreboding.
Well, there's lots of candy inside.
All right.
The Candy Meister.
Candy Meister?
Yeah, a few years back, needed more gasoline to run his candy-making machines.
And he siphoned all the gasoline?
Yeah, he could. You know, now that I'm thinking about it.
Uh-huh.
He's a wealthy man. He could have bought the gasoline. But he sent his minions down here to siphon the gasoline.
Well, I don't need lots. I mean, I just need a tank's worth. I mean, we've got to get to the Grand Canyon.
Well, you better talk to the Candy Meister. I'm just here to warn you.
What'd you say your name was?
I didn't say what my name was.
Did he say what his name was?
No, he didn't.
You should probably find out.
Is that your friend?
Yes, my friend over there, yeah. He's eager to get going, you know.
How come he didn't come with you? It's a dark night.
He's watching the car.
You can see the car from here.
I know.
I could watch your car. He could have come with you and watched the car while you watched.
I understand that, but... Listen, I'm going to head up to that mansion.
My name... Mistufelitz.
Say again?
It's Mistufelitz.
Let me see if I got this right. It's Mistufelitz?
Hey, sorry, I couldn't hang out with the car anymore.
Oh, thank God.
I couldn't hear very well.
Yeah.
Did he say his name was Mistufelitz?
It sounded like that, yeah.
Some call me the magical Mr. Mistufelitz.
Who calls you that?
Me. Mistufelitz calls me that.
You realize that Mistufelitz was the third lieutenant of Satan.
I did not.
Well, no. Neither did I.
Well, listen, that's my given name.
You know a lot.
Hey, I know a little bit about the occult, all right? I've dabbled, all right?
Name two other things you know about the occult.
Two more?
Yeah, two more.
Pentangles.
Okay, I buy that.
And Black Mass.
Okay, I got
it. All right, I know that much.
Cool.
Yeah, and the guy who invented rockets.
I only asked for two.
All right. Remind me to tell you that third one when you got some time.
Hey, we need something to talk about on the way to the Grand Canyon, right,
buddy? Right on! All right! Now let's get that gas.
All right, so we have to go to the candy factory?
It's up on the hill.
All right, let's get going. Thanks, Mistufelitz.
Be careful! I never warned you.
I didn't hear what he said.
No, neither did I.
Okay, cool.
I had one job!
It's weird. The closer we get to this mansion, the more it seems to recede into the distance.
It's weird. And it's also just a clearly 5-minute walk from the gas station.
5 minutes to us.
10 minutes from the car.
I'm watching it for you!
Thanks, Mistufelitz!
Here we are.
Should we be gentlemen and use the doorbell?
Why don't we use the knocker?
Let's use both.
Wait a minute. That knocker is a human.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you.
That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
An ad.
That is a foreboding doorbell.
It is. Kind of thinking maybe we have a staycation. What do you think about that staycation this year?
Where are we going to stay?
Here?
In the car or the gas station?
All right.
Let's get some gas, man.
All right.
Grand Canyon.
Hello.
Hello.
I
didn't realize the... Huh. Thank you for opening the window.
Power windows. It's
yes.
Cool. Odd home.
I don't believe in entering or exiting through doors. You must come through the window.
Are you asking us to come inside your house?
I'm asking you to come inside the house.
Cool, through the window like Dukes of Hazzard.
Gary, everything's Dukes of Hazzard to you.
It was of its time.
It's true, man. General Lee, yeah, Daisy Duke, right?
Oh, Daisy Duke, don't even get me started.
What? We should find out if this is the Candy Meister or not.
Candy Meister. The rumors are that he ate so much candy, he candified himself.
When did you hear a rumor?
From...
We only just found out about this guy. Should I run back and ask...
Time has come unstuck.
You know what? I'm gonna do a little detective work and find out if this is the...
Excuse me, have I become invisible?
No, I'm sorry. I was just going to ask you
a
question.
All right, no, I was just wondering. Sometimes it happens.
I'm gonna
do a little detective work. Are you the Candy Meister?
Yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Sir,
Oh, you're a regular Mannix.
Yeah. It was of its time.
It's true. Barnaby Jones.
I am the Candy Meister.
The rumors were that you had eaten so much candy of your own making.
What
that you had...
rumor?
That is not rumor. It is fact. I love candy. I think everything should be made of candy.
Well, that sounds fun.
Hold on a second. Do you realize what kind of world that would be if everything was made of candy?
Yeah, an awesome one.
It'd be a candy world. That's just off the top of my head. I haven't really...
We'd never get anything done. We'd constantly be putting our lips on things, licking things.
Oh, it's so different from now.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Point taken.
Mr. Candy Meister?
No, my name is Jeffrey Twizzler.
Oh, Mr. Can I call you Jeffrey or Mr. Twizzler?
Call me Dick.
Okay. Dick, we're just looking to fill our can full of gasoline so we can continue our road trip to the Grand Canyon.
Gasoline is very important to me.
Oh, well,
I've been siphoning it for... A long time.
Yeah, I understand that. I hear that you use it to run your factory. Not a rumor.
No.
Actual thing I heard.
Yeah, understood.
Yes, I need it for the...
What?
He froze up.
He is.
Oh, I was going to say something, and then I realized if I say it, that just exposes exactly what I was going to do. Oh. So I stopped, and now I've explained why I did it. Oh, I should have thought of a... Everything's gas powered.
Oh, cool.
Okay.
So I need the gas. That's
okay.
All.
Could you spare one can?
No. Because of my people.
Your people.
Oh, your employees.
Follow me.
Through the window.
Yes. How else can you follow me?
You don't come in. All right.
Brad, what is up?
It's these skinny jeans, man. I don't. If I get in the window. All right.
Come over here. Look at this painting.
Well, that entire paint... Thank you for closing the window, Brad.
You're welcome.
That entire painting is made of gummy.
Yes. It's the Grand Canyon. It's the closest you will get!
Because we shouldn't get near the candy painting,
yeah,
I think,
it's,
is what he's saying.
No, because you're not going to leave here.
What? Good Lord!
Now, Master!
Not yet, Terry.
Terry...
He
is my greatest creation. Tell him what you've practiced. We have worked on this for 5 years now. You should have it down.
and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go with fashion sense? Boris!
That was really good.
It was. It was also horrifying. Listen, we don't want to ruin what you guys have got going on here.
Oh,
okay?
You will not ruin. You will join us.
Hey, Brad, can I talk to you for a sec?
Yeah, sidebar. Can we just have a second?
Sure.
I don't think this is rumor. This is all just based on what I've been seeing of Terry.
Yeah.
He's like this shade of particular red.
Yeah.
I think he's made of licorice.
Holy shit. You know, there's only one way to really tell.
You got to put your lips on him.
Exactly. Dude, I need you to do me a solid here.
I'll hold the gas can.
Thank you.
Hi. Terry, nice to meet you. I'm Gary. This is Brad.
Hey. Hey, Terry. Listen. You lonely? At all?
Yes!
Well, that hurts me. We spend a lot of time together.
But you promised me more licorice, people!
I knew it!
Yes. So you're the only one, eh, Terry? You're like kind of a prototype.
More will be born tonight!
We're having trouble with the licorice penis. It just doesn't stand up in the temperature.
Maybe you should just think about other things.
No, it's not me. I'm not doing
it. Oh,
no,
I had
hey, no.
No, Terry is supposed to have, by this point, had thousands of licorice children.
I can't believe we're talking about this in front of these people.
Well, maybe if you're embarrassed, you'll start working a little harder.
My penis is made of licorice!
I have a question.
What am I supposed to do?
But you're only half of the equation, Terry.
Yeah, there needs to be a licorice lady.
So this is your fault.
But I was waiting for your birthday. But here, the woman you have been waiting for, Terry. Oh, it's like the Bachelorette. Do you feel stirrings in your loins?
More than ever. I wish to fornicate with the bride woman thing.
Sounds great. Let's do this.
Why don't we go to the living room and let them have their time alone?
Let's just step away.
I think I have a VHS of Dukes of Hazzard if you want to
watch.
Oh,
yeah,
I'd love
it.
To see. I love those old episodes.
We are
show it on
entwined.
TV.
All right.
We are twisted together.
Wrapped up in cellophane.
What's up with your penis?
I'm made of licorice. Back, give me a break.
Me too.
Pull a little red thing off.
Yeah, pull the little red thing off.
I think he was talking to you.
What? All right. Get ready to feel my nips.
Oh, all sorts.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is so
a liquid
sore.
Hot stream of molten licorice.
That's it?
Sorry, that was fast. It was just... You know,
it's your first time, Terry.
So what, I'm supposed to just deal with this now?
It doesn't matter.
Have my babies.
I can't.
What?
It didn't go in the right place.
It doesn't have to go in the right place. As a licorice woman, you're all orifice.
All orifice.
Oh, it's seeping in.
You will gestate for up to 5 minutes.
Okay, I'll set the timer.
That's gross. What we sort of saw there was gross.
Yeah, it was. It was.
Brad, try and just get the gas and let's get out of here.
All right. What I need you to do is create a little bit of a distraction. All
hey, right. Look at me. All right. I'm over here.
Look at him.
Look at him.
Look at him.
He's a human.
Let us fornicate.
You're already cheating on me?
You're not enough. You're not enough licorice.
Oh, this is how it goes. When you become pregnant, you're not pretty anymore.
We don't have to have this conversation.
Not in front of these strangers.
Just let me fuck this guy.
Oh, Jesus. I got it. Gary.
I'll go
Gary.
Set the timer. Yeah.
Gary, I've got the gas.
Oh, we've got gas?
I got the gas. It was
Run.
Behind the couch. Go!
You cannot go! Quick! Terry!
the lever!
It closes the windows!
Pulling the lever! My arms are made of licorice.
Oh, what was I thinking?
We made it out! I never want to go back to the candy factory again.
I never want to go. I want to get those memories out of my head. If I could, I would.
We're licorice dogs!
Oh!
Attack them!
Hounds!
Licorice hounds!
Run!
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 Go! Go to the gas station.
Okay! Mr. Mephistopheles!
It's the magical Mr. Mephistopheles?
Mr. Mephistopheles! Listen, you won't believe it, the Candy Meister. That rumor was true.
And we had to watch licorice people do it.
I tried to warn you.
No, you didn't.
I never did.
Well, I didn't try very hard.
You gotta help us. There's licorice
hounds.
Dogs coming after us.
All right, I'll blow up the gas station.
Nice.
That seems drastic.
It's time for a change.
All right.
The heat will melt them.
Run to the car.
Okay, go.
Thanks, Mr. Mephistopheles. Fire went up the hoses straight to the candy factory. Now the candy factory's on fire.
There's the Candy Meister on the roof.
Terry, put me out!
I'm trying!
This is hurting. Put me out!
I'll smother you with my licorice!
Oh, you're just melting on me!
I love you most of all!
I'm right here! I can hear what you're saying!
Shut up!
Your children are born... and now dying in a fire.
Ooh, this ended tragically.
Jesus Christ.
Gary.
Brad.
You know what? I think I've had my fill at the Grand Canyon.
You're right. I don't want to go there anymore.
No. The greatest canyon now exists in my soul.
Nothing's ever going to fill that.
No. Except maybe this. Took it from the candy factory.
Licorice.
Licorice penis. I grabbed it on the way out.
Gross, Brad.
Point taken.
The end!
Yes, there we go!
All right.
Here we are.
Yes, Night of the Licorice People.
Always.
Night of the Licorice People. Improvised by Illusionoid. Starring Paul Bates, Lee Smart, Nug Nargang, and special guest star Colin Mockery, with live music and effects by Chris New. Recorded live at the Social Capital Theater, November 19th, 2015. You can listen to Illusionoid, but now you can wear Illusionoid. Visit our store on tpublic.com to get the official Illusionoid t-shirt. All proceeds from the shirt go directly to support this podcast. Go to tpublic.com and search for Illusionoid. Get the official t-shirt of the doomed future at tpublic.com. Illusionoid can be heard on Stitcher. Listen to over 25,000 radio shows, podcasts, and live radio stations for free on your iPhone, iPad, Android, and PC. Discover the best of news, entertainment, comedy, sports, and talk radio on demand with Stitcher Radio. We hope you've enjoyed the Illusionoid podcast. You can submit a title for a future episode. Tweet it to us at IllusionoidPod or post it on the wall of our Facebook page and give us a like while you're there. Also, stop by our iTunes page and give us a review, as those ratings help us climb the charts. Thank you for listening. Keep your time radios tuned in for another transmission from the future on...
Illusionoid.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.